In a rock shelter in South Africa's Kalahari Desert, a group of paleoarchaeologists discovered ancient artifacts that document the behaviour of early Homo sapiens as far back as over 100,000 years ago. While this site has great scientific significance, it's also culturally important to the local community. It represents which the researchers had to pay close attention to while excavating the site. Dr. Jane Wilkins led the team who made the discovery, and she joins us this morning with all the details. Dr. Wilkins, how are you?
Great, thank you. Thank you for having me on. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, okay, tell us about this discovery. What did you find?
So we found as a team, we've been excavating new archaeological sites in the Kalahari in South Africa. And we found evidence for early symbolic and complex technological behaviors that date to 105,000 years ago. And the reason that they're really important, these results, is that a lot about what we've known about the origins of our own species, Homo sapiens, has been coming from sites in South Africa that are close to the coast. And this has led to ideas about the coast and coastal resources like shellfish being linked to the emergence of our species. But the Kalahari Desert is very far from the coast. It's in the interior of southern Africa. It's a semi-arid environment. So the fact that we're finding these kinds of complex behaviors early on means that this kind of idea about the coast kind of influencing our emergence has to be rethought.
Wow. Oh, my God. So it's kind of like a whole new shift of thinking about our history.
Yeah.
How did you make the discovery? How did you know where to look?
We didn't at first. So it took a few years of doing survey and excavating different sites. And to be honest, the first site we excavated wasn't very old. It didn't take us very long to finish up there, but it was the second site at Hamahana Hill on the north side. So we call this site Hamahana Hill North Rock Shelter, where we found these old deposits.
What keeps you going when you maybe don't find what you hope to look for?
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, I think if you keep looking, you do find it eventually.
Yeah. Why is the site so culturally significant?
Yeah, so the local people, the people that live in the towns close to Hamahana Hill, see the space as a special, a spiritual place. And it's because it's linked to, because of the rock shelter there and because water pools in some of the kind of depressions at the bottom of the hill, there's an association of the hill and that area with a great water snake that's called Noga Yametsi. And this, like, these stories about this giant snake kind of focus on, it's got like a tricky kind of shape-shifting, capricious character. So it's really revered and respected, but also feared. So people use the space for different reasons, but sometimes to go pray or to conduct traditional rituals. And it's all about kind of, you know, acknowledging the significance of this and the great water snake.
Yeah, I was just thinking then, like, obviously you have to be very respectful of the local customs and the local communities when you're doing your excavations. How do you manage that?
Yeah, so we're trying to be really mindful to not, like, disrupt these local practices. So we excavate there for just about 4 or 5 weeks every year. And so what we've been, you know, what we realized by talking to local people and locally based collaborators about kind of the best way to minimize our impact there is to make sure that after we leave at the end of a season, we're not leaving anything else there. We're not leaving our big excavation hole there. We're not putting a fence around it. Instead, we really carefully fill up the excavation again and cover it with sediment so it looks like we haven't even been there and people can still use the space and walk over it and it's not going to affect our excavations. But also we're not impacting any of the traditional ritual practices that occur there.
Yeah, amazing. Okay. And when you do find things on site, are the local communities quite interested as well?
Yeah, absolutely. There's lots of interest in South Africa about human evolution and human origins and the really, really long, you know, chronology of human history that they have there.
What's next for this site and these artifacts?
So we're still analyzing some of the artifacts. They're at the University of Cape Town in a lab there, and then eventually they will be curated by the museum in Kimberley and maybe a local museum in Kerman. We hope to extend our excavations at Hamahana Hill as well, because we might be able to find even older deposits or sediments that date to a different time period. So there's still a lot of potential for this site to shed more light on human origins.
Yeah, oh, it sounds so fascinating. Dr. Jane Wilkins, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and congratulations on your find.
Oh, thank you, Willie. Thank you for having me.